This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A lot of us, most of us, I would guess, are living really different lives than we lived before the pandemic, in a lot of ways, too, big and small. And that's manifesting across the economy, including in how we shop. Case in point, with so many people staying home in slippers or socks or maybe barefoot, I don't know, shoe sales are way off. And as Marketplace's Mario Segarra reports, changes in consumer behavior like that play out in the economy and in neighborhoods.
I'm at this shoe store in Brooklyn the other day when I see a display of black leather ballet flats. And they kind of stop me in my tracks. The store is called Sola, and the owner, Rick Lee, is showing me around when we come upon the flats. They're the kind women used to wear to the office. Perfectly appropriate, moderately uncomfortable, a mainstay of business casual.
I'm looking at these shoes, and I'm thinking, I'm not going to be buying anything like that anytime until I have to go back to the office.
Yeah, the ballet flat business is very slow right now.
So I ask him, how long has he had these?
Basically, since the beginning of COVID.
The store's sales are down 60% year over year.
There's less of a need for people to dress up, go to work.
Or go anywhere, really. And even people who might like to buy new shoes can't necessarily afford them right now.
It's very tenuous.
And not just for shoe sellers. There's a shoe repair shop right across the street. When I walk in, the owner, Joseph Davidoff, is standing behind a glass case filled with brushes and polish. The wall is lined with ticking clocks. He fixes those, too.
I used to open up shop at 8 a.m., and people used to wait in front of my shop. And I used to be upset at myself, like I'm a minute late or 5 minutes late, and there's two people waiting. Now, between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m., there's nobody.
His sales are down by 70%.
One of the reasons I'm able to survive, my landlord has reduced the rent.
They know each other. He's been a tenant there for 10 years. And he says his landlord probably doesn't want the shop to sit empty. Half a mile away, in an empty hotel lobby in downtown Brooklyn, two empty chairs sit on a platform, surrounded by rags and shoe polish. This is where I find Marco Orozco. He's been shining shoes for more than 20 years and says before the pandemic, these chairs were filled all week.
Here in the hotel, there was a lot of parties, weddings, all that stuff. So the people likes to be nice and shiny.
And he got a lot of business from the lawyers and government employees who work across the street at courthouses and city buildings that are quiet now. So all day, Orozco sits and waits.
I'm coming just in case. Sometimes I don't do anything. Sometimes, like, you know, I get like maybe one or two customers in the day.
He says he doesn't have to pay rent right now. The hotel's giving him a break until business picks up. But he has other bills, so he may have to shut down and find other work. Everything's up in the air. And that's one of the hardest things about this crisis. Brooklyn Running Company is a shoe store in Williamsburg. Inside, it's very Brooklyn hip, with a red brick wall and rustic wooden shelves that display running shoes. Kate Reese is the general manager.
I just don't know what the future holds. I don't know how long this is going to last.
Reese says the problem is, in the shoe business, you have to lock in orders many months ahead of time.
All my orders through basically December of 2021 are in, and I lose so much sleep over that.
Because it's not clear what sales will look like this year. Her customers buy different shoes if they're about to run a race. Will the New York City Marathon happen in November? Who knows?
You know, we want to have really fun options and lots of options when people come in to get fitted. But I am careful to make sure that I don't have way too many shoes sitting in the back and no dollars to pay staff or to pay electricity or pay rent.
She's had to make her bets for the rest of the year, not knowing when the virus will be under control. It's another way that businesses like hers could be feeling the effects of the pandemic even after it's over. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.